all names, all other names, like consensus and national unity government, they refer to the quota government, quotas, patch-up government, whereby this political party got this number of seats in the parliament, so each five member of parliament, they produce one minister. And this patch-up government, we have tried it for the last 11 years. It may serve some purpose before 2010, but from 2010 until now, it produced disasters. It produced corruption, it produced failed state, dysfunctional state, it produced another round of violence and militias and Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. Now, what we need to give the majority landslide victory for state of the law, something like 100 plus member of parliament, mm-hmm. and to be the basic pillar, to be the center of gravity for in the political process. After that, then that state of the law with 100 plus will approach even the smaller, not necessarily the larger, the bigger political parties among the Kurds or among the Sunni Arabs, and produce a government not exclusive by the Shia, absolutely not, but from the Kurdish community, from the Sunni Arab community, from the Shia community. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. If we want to fill, for example, the Ministry of Agriculture, we try to find the best specialist, the best manager to get this, whether he's a Sunni, Shia, or Kurds. And the Ministry of Industry, and the Ministry of Oil, and the Ministry of this, and the Ministry of that. We get the best from any community, regardless of the community. And these, they work for the Prime Minister. We need a strong team with full coordination with the Prime Minister to sync their policies and strategies with the policy of the Prime Minister. If they're successful, they're successful. If they're not, then the Parliament will bring them down.
But when you say, you speak about getting all these 100 seats or more in the Parliament for the state of the law, your opponents would probably say that you're kind of promoting dictatorship. What would you say to that?
Well, this is democracy. We need a strong government, but we need also strong opposition. Mm-hmm. You can't have all the member of parliament represented in the government. This is not a government. This is a patch-up government. Mm-hmm. This is a very weak government. And it's proven beyond any doubt. In the last 4 years, we have a disaster.
And you have an absence of political opposition and at the same time.
Exactly. Now we have a whole divided Council of Representatives and a not functioning government. And they are opposed each other. So the opposition of the government from within and the opposition from the Council of Representatives from within as well. Just imagine, you lead a government with six members of that government are against you, another six are against you, another eight are against you, and you're left with two members of ministers, of Council of Ministers. What sort of government? Imagine more than one ministers in the Council of Ministers, they work against the Prime Minister, and they make sure that their ministry are not functioning well.
Why is that?
Because it's a political. They wanted the Prime Minister to be a failed Prime Minister. They believe that if their ministry is successful, the credit will go to the prime minister. Mm-hmm. Because they're from a different opposing party. So let them move to the Council of Representatives and work, watch the government, legislate for the government, monitor the government, and if the government is not performing very well, then bring it down.
It's as if you're saying like these ministers, they kind of have a common overlapping agenda with some of the Arab countries which you referred to earlier.
There is no doubt in my mind that few members of parliament and few members of council of ministers, they have the same agenda of some of the Arab countries, neighboring Arab countries. And this is not on. You cannot lead a country like this. We need a strong government, unified government, with a very clear vision, very clear strategy, policies, operational, and also strong opposition. That's democracy. Mm-hmm. You can't have all the minister, all the member of representative in the executive arm.
One thing I've heard from your opponents since I've been here, actually, time and again, is that Prime Minister Nour El Maliki used the terrorism card to score political points, used a sectarian card in order to further promote his agenda to increase his chances of winning. What would you say to that?
Well, this is, I think the sectarian issue in this country is since the formation of this state, Iraq, since 1921. The minority ruled and the majority ruled and persecuted.
But why was it that it was recently that the campaign was launched on Anbar? Why, some people ask, why now before the elections? Why not before?
Well, it's not our choice. It's not our choice. It's the choice of Al-Qaeda. It's the choice of our GCC neighboring countries. Mm-hmm. It's the choice of a Syrian civil war. It's the choice. Do you know some of the arms which is provided to al-Nusra and the al-Qaeda in Syria, we have seen it in Iraq, a lot of money coming to support al-Nusra and al-Qaeda in Syria ended up in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So I believe this is the same battlefield. Eastern side of Syria and western side of Iraq is the same battlefield. And we have to, until and unless we have a full coordination between the neighboring countries, between the whole region, we will never be able to defeat Al-Qaeda. See, we defeated Al-Qaeda in 2007 and 8. They went to Syria. If the Syrian government defeats Al-Qaeda in a couple of years from now, they will go to Turkey, and they will go to Saudi Arabia, and probably they will go even to Iran. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to say is this. Without a national security pact through the whole region, Iran, Iraq, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Syria, joint forces, security-wise, intelligence-wise, because this is an intelligence-led war, Al-Qaeda. This war will never be won, because Al-Qaeda is like a cancer. You cut this, it appears in another part of the body. You use radiotherapy against it, it will appear in another part of the body. You need to treat the whole body once and for all. You need to treat the whole region. We need to declare regional war against Al-Qaeda to clean the whole region from this cancer called this malignant cancer called Al-Qaeda.
Do you intend to introduce the State of the Law Alliance, introduce such a plan if you indeed reach the majority, if you have a third term? Is this where we're headed?
We have a whole measures in the way of security, political, economy, diplomatic, regional, and international to deal with what's going on in the Western provinces, and in particular, Al-Fallujah. So we have a whole book we've published in all sects, in all sectors, but at, in particular the military and security and intelligence. We need to do a lot in that. I said the counterterrorism is an intelligence-led war.
No, I meant what I was referring to specifically is the coordination with neighboring countries. Do you intend to pursue this?
We have already started coordinating, mm-hmm. and we will intensify this and increase this coordination with other countries. We need to approach Iran to help us in getting rid of Al-Qaeda, because Iran has a huge, humongous experience in fighting terrorism. We need to approach Turkey, which has a very, very good counter-terrorism policy. We need to approach Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia is the largest producing, manufacturing producer of these terrorists. We need to approach them and coordinate our work with their intelligence. Their latest measures was encouraging, positive. They're not enough. They're late, but never. I mean, it's better to have it late than never. Mm-hmm. They're good, positive measures, but they need to improve on this. They need to go to do more on in the way of counterterrorism and in the way of coordinating with the neighboring country. Also, we need to coordinate our work with the Syrians. And with the Jordanians. So, without coordinating our intelligence, our counterterrorism efforts with the neighboring countries, this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Shukran.
Thank you, Sheikh Ali.